Feel me, touch me, hold me, love me, give me, save me, make me love.
You're tuned in to A State of Trance 850 live from the Yardbirds in Utrecht. And besides the main stage, we have four other stages here from Utrecht. If you don't have to miss a single beat, if you want to hear one of the other stages, simply head over to asat.tv. You can find the four other areas on there as well. A man just off the main stage has started the whole event tonight, Elon Bluestone. What's up?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very good. Really enjoyed your set. I heard in the rec room you'll be visiting the studio in Amsterdam soon.
I will be indeed, yeah.
For your new album?
Indeed, yeah.
There it is.
It's coming.
How was this compared to the other time you played here with Jerome Ismay?
I guess it's a bit different because obviously I was with someone else. When you're by yourself, it's kind of like, there's like everything's on you, you know? So it was really exciting. You know, I was a bit nervous at first, but it went down.
Well, you did so well, man.
Thank you so much
for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Elon Bluestone, live from A State of Trance.
Thanks, man.
Also, another Anjuna Beats man. He's making his debut on the progressive stage. That's a new area. Ladies and gentlemen, Spencer Brown. What's up, man? What do you think of being part of the first progressive stage?
Such an honor. This is my first show in the Netherlands, and it's such a great place. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
I just finished university last year, so I'm just doing this now. It's
full time.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about the theory that we have is that progressive is making a massive comeback right now?
I'm really happy with it, because I've always really been into it, and my album actually comes out in a few months. It's a mix album. Everything is... super mixed together and
Is it only your own tracks or also
all my own tracks?
Wow. Yeah. And you don't have to miss a single beat of Spencer Brown. Catch him in the progressive area from midnight to 1 a.m. That's Central European time. And again, if you want to listen to Spencer Brown's set, head over to asat.tv and click the progressive area. Another Dutchman to keep an eye on, one of the biggest rising stars in the uplifting scene. He opened up the Who's Afraid of 138 stage just a little bit ago. Alan Watts!
Thank you.
And we're broadcasting the stage on audio, as I said. I don't have a clear view of what's visually going on in that area, the Who's Afraid of 138 stage, but it's one of the bigger areas here. Could you tell the listeners about the stage? What does it look like and what was the atmosphere like? You're growing a fan base, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. A lot of people were coming for me, the stage was amazing. It was first 10 minutes, I couldn't see it clear, because of the lights.
Yeah.
So they turned the lights and, I saw all the people.
That's a lot of people who came, especially for you here as well.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Are you still a part-time producer, DJ, or is it now full-time?
No, still part-time. Still part-time. Yeah.
Awesome, and we'll keep up the good work. Thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for all coming to the radio studio. Enjoy A State of Trance here in just a little bit, within 10 minutes. We have big news for our friends listening in Australia. Stay tuned for that. But right now we're heading back to the main stage for Sander Van Doorn, aka Purple Haze. over a year ago, he decided to go back to his trancey roots. I'm talking about Sander Van Doorn. He's playing the main stage as Purple Haze. You're listening to the State of Trance Festival. And another act that decided to go back to their trancey roots are the men in the studio right now. If you're watching the live stream at asad.tv, Willem en Bart of New Year. What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good, man. It's been a little over a year for you guys as well. You started doing New Year's besides W&W. How's the journey been so far?
So far, it's been great. We've played like two shows with you, Miami, Tomorrowland. I think we played in Jakarta as well. This is the fourth show.
Is the vibe very different than what you play when you're a player as W&W?
100% different. It's just like as W&W, we play like crazy, like insane. And this is like right now we want to actually like.
I think it's even more different right now than it was before. Like this set is going to be more different like from W&W than we've ever been before.
So what did you plan for us today?
We have like we play 18 songs, around 18 songs if we make it, and then I think 8 or 9 are new.
Oh wow!
So let's see what's gonna happen.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait. We'll hear your set in just over under half an hour.
Oh shit!
Am I saying that correctly? Yes, I am.
In 28 minutes.
28 minutes. You can catch New Year W&W. And a few weeks ago, we announced the lineup for one of our next journeys, the State of Trance show in Sydney, Australia, on the 21st of April. I know there's a lot of people listening in Australia right now, and when we did that, we said more to be announced soon. So, guys, the honor is up to you. Share the news.
All right, we're very happy to announce that we'll be part of State of Trance Australia this year.
There you go. That's big news. So, New Year are
as
joining
New Year.
Us. As
yes.
New Year. So.
Yes.
New Year are joining us for the State of Trance Festival on the 21st of April. Thank you so much. Can't wait to hear your set. Good luck, guys. Go
thank you.
It.
Thank you.
And now we have some more trance royalty in the studio because Mr. Pure Trance is with us.
Hi.
Rich Solarstone, glad to have you back on the show. I've seen a lot of Pure Trance t-shirts here in the crowd as well. Have you been looking forward to the night?
I have, actually. Really looking forward to it. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too, man. Talking about your label, what have you been up to?
With Pure Trance?
Yes.
Well, we've just actually released the vinyl edition of Pure Trance Volume 6.
I saw that.
And hang on.
Uh-oh.
I've got a copy for you.
Nice!
Yeah.
I love vinyl, as you know.
Isn't that beautiful? It's for your vinyl sets.
I'm actually really, really happy with this. Oh, look at that.
This would be very good promotion, but we've just sold out. That's the last one.
Wow. There's some really big tracks on there. Can't wait. Well, thank you very much for that.
Cheers.
You'll start. Can we expect another Pure Energy show, by the way? Is there
I think the next one's in, oh my god. I think it's in Thailand.
In Thailand.
Bangkok.
Okay. You will start your set in about 30 minutes on the Who's Afraid of 138 set. What did you prepare for us?
Well, I'm going up against W&W, so as they're playing trance, I decided to play dubstep.
Who's Afraid of 152, I think?
I've actually got... the first track I'm playing today is something that my father passed away over the new year.
Oh my god, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry for your loss.
And the first track I'm going to play is something that I wrote as a tribute to him.
Okay,
and
wow.
It's called Thank You.
Wow.
So yeah, it's going to be emotional.
Well, make sure you tune into that if you don't want to miss anything of Solarstone's set on asad.tv. We're broadcasting that in full on there, so head over to the Who's Afraid of 138 stage because at midnight Solarstone will start his set. And now quickly head back to the main stage, turn it up for Sander Van Doorn, aka Purple Haze. I'm so happy to see so many of you here already. Now I want everybody to clap with me. Clap, 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 clap. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Purple Haze. Give it up. rocking this main stage right now at the State of Trance in Utrecht. If you're tuned in, we're sending lots of love here from the radio studio. We're just beside the main stage. And what's new this year is that all the artists are walking around here in the radio studio. I don't know if the camera can zoom around a little bit so we can show you, but all the artists, artist managers, and everybody is walking around here. So that's a new thing. Also, we have some fans here. Hello! Fans watching us live, so you can see. It's great for us as well, so we don't feel like we're stuck in a cage.
It's a little party within the party. Super nice.
Exactly. The first DJ that played on the Road to 1000 stage today, and we're massive, massive fans, Ruben and I, of this guy. He's been producing incredible tracks. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Arkham Knight!
Hey. Thank you so much. Great to be here, man.
On this stage, we program some artists we think are some of the biggest talents for the future. Well, you don't really have to say you're an upcoming talent. You're already there. You're established. You have created so many great tracks. How was your first State of Trance experience?
Oh, man, so amazing. You know, I'm just like eternally grateful for these amazing opportunities. You know, it's just crazy.
How was your set? How did it go?
Oh, man, the crowd was just like, they felt the energy, you know?
Thanks again for the great remix you did for This Is A Test. Did you play it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Fred tracking.
Did again?
Yeah, it went off. Everybody went crazy.
Well, I'd really like to invite you to one of the regular shows of A State of Trance. Absolutely. If you have something, a new compilation or a new big track coming out, we'd love to see you and hear more from you.
Yeah, we've got so much lined up this year, so yeah.
Nice.
Definitely.
Well, enjoy your stay in Utrecht. Thanks so much for coming down, and we'll keep watching you closely. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Let's hurry to the Rec Room, where Ruben had a chat with Sander Van Doorn, Purple Haze, right before he started his set.
The Rec Room, Ruben Durand.
Sander, almost a year went by since you played for A State of Trance in Miami and introducing Purple Haze. What happened so far, and what has been the highlight for you?
A lot of happened, between all those months, actually. I started out with the whole idea of doing about, 4 to 5 shows last year. It turned out to be 11 or 12 shows, so I was blown away with the fact that it grew so fast. And obviously, I have good vibes from the ASOS show at Ultra. I've had a lot of highlights, to be honest, and one of which was doing this, actually, and releasing the album, and just like being here tonight.
Hey, say, it was a bit of an experiment to create an album under Purple Haze. Is it going to have a follow-up?
Oh, absolutely. Producing an album is all about, developing your sounds, trying out new things, experimenting a little. And so what do you expect from myself, as an artist? And what do the fans expect from you as well? So, Spectrum came out and it felt so good. So I'm going to do a lot more albums. Absolutely.
So more music coming soon.
Absolutely.
A State of Trance.
Stay tuned. Within 10 minutes, W&W, a.k.a. New Year, will hit the main stage. But first, the rest of Purple Haze.